You're listening to SBS News.
I, as General Counsel Chair, supported by the facilitators, thereby recommend formally that the General Counsel agree to appoint Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala of Nigeria as the next Director General of the WTO, starting on 1st of March 2021 until 31st August 2025.
That's David Walker, the chair of the World Trade Organization General Council, announcing that Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala will take on the role of Director General. The 66-year-old was named Director General by representatives of the 164 countries that make up the WTO, which deals with the rules of trade between nations. She acknowledged the need for change.
Today, WTO members are making history. For the first time in the 73 years of GATT and WTO, you are selecting a woman and an African as Director General. This is groundbreaking and positive. I'm grateful for the trust you have in me, not just as a woman and an African, but also in my knowledge, experience, and as some of you have said, courage and passion to work with you to undertake the wide-ranging reforms the WTO needs to reposition itself for the future.
The appointment came after US President Joe Biden endorsed her candidacy, which had been blocked by former President Donald Trump. President Biden's move was a step towards his aim of supporting more cooperative approaches to international problems after Donald Trump's America First approach, which launched multiple trade disputes. In a written statement, Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari welcomed the new position being taken by the White House.
Nigeria and the entire African continent are happy about this new US position, which signifies a shift and an important turnaround in the relations between our continent and the United States under the Biden administration.
Dr. Okonjo-Iweala has been Nigeria's finance minister and briefly foreign minister and has had a 25-year career at the World Bank as an advocate for economic growth and development in poorer countries. She rose to the number two position of managing director, where she oversaw an $81 billion budget in development financing in Africa, South Asia, Europe and Central Asia. She admits that the WTO has a rocky road ahead, not least because of the COVID pandemic.
The challenges facing the WTO are numerous and tricky, but they are not insurmountable. There is hope. There is light at the end of the tunnel. If we work together in a transparent manner that builds trust, builds bridges, diffuses political tensions, and encourages convergence. The pandemic and its economic fallout have highlighted the interdependence of countries, the importance of multilateralism, and the need to strengthen collaboration to achieve fair and balanced trade agreements that provide opportunities for all WTO members, particularly for the least developed countries and small island states.
African affairs analyst Achike Tude from the University of Lagos in Nigeria says he's delighted that an African has been chosen to lead the WTO. But he says there's no doubt that Dr. Okonjo-Iweala has been appointed because of her skill and wisdom, not because of where she comes from.
What makes it all the more beautiful is that she's from the continent of Africa, the very first African to ascend to that position. So I think it is wonderful, and the Africans are happy. And you can see the way Africans, the African continent, fought for her. She was chosen on the basis of her pedigree, not necessarily because she was African or because she's Nigerian. She was chosen because she was qualified to be chosen for that position.
Journalist Elias Agado, who specializes in covering international trade, says the world needs someone like Dr. Okonjo-Iweala to bring in a non-partisan objective to WTO negotiations.
So let's get together and see how we can do to work across together in terms of, you know, getting synergy on the pandemic, getting synergy on the public finances, getting synergy on the world trade itself so that we can all have a better world. So we couldn't have wished for a better personality at this critical time heading the WTO.
Dr. Okonjo-Iweala admits that it has been a long and tough road full of uncertainty to reach this point, but she says now it's the dawn of a new day and the real work can begin.
I look forward to working closely with all of you in the coming months and years to help build the WTO that we all want. A WTO that is about people. A WTO that is dynamic, robust, and that provides essential support to economic growth and sustainable development through trade.
She says she believes in the power of trade to lift developing countries out of poverty. Alan Lee, SBS News.